The Mishnah daf Chav Zayin Amud Aleph brings down a machlokes of Blazer and Chachamim. How many sudas you have to eat in your sukkah and sukkah? According to Beliezer, you need 14 sudas. Achas b'yam, achas b'layla. According to Chachamim, ain't the davar kitzvah. There's no shir. The only one chutz milayli yam tavrishon shalchak b'alvad. The only one which is a chiyav is the first night of sukkahs. The rest you could eat as much as you want. There's no chiyav because of mitzvah sukkah. Rabbi Elazar learns it out that it has to be like your dira, just like your dira is achas b'yam, achas b'layla huad in sukkah. And according to the Chachamim, they do not make that drasha. Now the obvious kasha is that if Reb Lez is saying you have to have 14 sudas because achas b'yam achas b'alayla, l'chari is missing one suda. L'chari there's one suda which is not listed over here. There should be 15 because there's also chiyav of shalosh sudas on Shabbos, and together with shalosh sudas it should be 15. So what happened to the suda of shalosh sudas? So the Meiri over here asks this kasha, and the Meiri says that maybe we're only counting sudas that are because of the derech of eating. Achas miyam achas balayla, what the derech of the deer of a person is, mashenkin shal shudas, that's because of the chiyav of Shabbos. It's a separate chiyav, and therefore the Mishnah does not mention over here, but then a chinami, there would be another suda because of the chiyav shal shudas on Shabbos. That's what the Miri says. But there's another interesting teretz or two that came up in the sukkah of Tzvi Pesach Frank, Zatzal, Rabbi Shem Yerushalayim, and it was a dua during Chol HaMoed Sukkos. Tzvi Pesach's sukkah was the place to be. All the Gedali Atayra of the time, the Gedali Yerushalayim, used to come to visit Tzvi Pesach Frank, and Kedarka Yishol Tayra, there would be a big Rizcha Daraisa, different kashas and tzitzim going on, and a lot of schmoozing and learning. Many chidushim and nischadish in the sukkah of Tzvi Pesach Frank. And one year, this is Rav Huttner brings this down in his Rishima Slave, that he heard this in the sukkah of Tzvi Pesach Frank. Somebody asked him a kasha, a little bit of a different kasha, but he said that Rabbi Eliezer's lashon is, you have to have 14 sudas, achas b'yom, achas b'layla. He said, l'chayah, the order, it's out of order. It should be achas b'layla, achas b'yom. The first suda is a night, and then you go into the day. Alayla ha'ilach achar yom, yom ha'ilach achar alayla. And the first suda of sukkahs is going to be lal sukkahs, so l'chayah should start from layla and then yom, not yom and then layla. What's this lashon of achas b'yom, achas b'layla? That's what somebody asked in the sukkah. And Tzvi Pesach Frank answered that maybe the pshat is that Rabbi Eliezer over here is really responding to the Chachamim. Even though Chachamim are come after, but Chachamim say, "Ein l'davar kitzvah chutz mileili yom tavrishon shulchag bovad." There is no shir except the only one which is a chiyav is the first night of Sukkot, and Reb Lezer is coming off of that statement and saying, "No, besides for the first night of Sukkot, there's also another 14." So it's the first one was already counted by the Chachamim, so he starts from the next one, which would be bayayim, and then yom laila, so on and so forth, because he's coming off of the first one, which was balayla, which was mentioned by the Chachamim, and that explains the Seder of Achas B'yam, Achas B'layla, and then the Tzvi Pesach was Maisev, l'fi that, you can also answer that Kasha, the Meiri, why aren't there 15, l'chayr, what about Shalosh Sudas on Shabbos? So he said, l'fi this would be Miyoshev, because there really are 15, it's 14 plus the first one, which is already mentioned by the Chachamim. That's what he wanted to say to be Miyoshev, this Kasha, then he added on, b'derech pilpul, he said, maybe another text you could say, is that this would be a riot to the minig of the Chassidim. Apparently there was a minig by some Chassidim that Shalosh Sudas on Shabbos, they would not eat in the sukkah, they would eat it in shul. And they tied it that just like that's part of Teshuvah Ein Tadur, just like the whole year, Shalosh Sudas is not eaten at home, it's eaten in the shul. That's its makom. So sukkah is also Teshuvah Ein Tadur, says you're allowed to eat it in shul, not in the sukkah. The sukkah is the same as the bias, and Shalosh Sudas is different, it belongs in the shul, not in the home, and not in the sukkah. Follow like a chiddush, if there's such a minig, but Tzvi Pesach said, but derech of pilpul of alma, then maybe this would be another smach l'davar. That's why Shalosh Sudas is not mentioned over here. That's what those are the terutzim that he said to answer this kasha. Those are a couple terutzim as to why Shalosh Sudas is not mentioned over here as part of the cheshbon of Rebbe Eliezer.